You're listening to the world famous Chick Whisperer podcast. And now, here's your host, Scott McKay.
All right, here we are, another episode of the world-famous Chick Whisperer podcast. Today's going to be a bit of a different kind of episode than you're probably used to, because today I'm going to introduce to you a new member of the X and Y Communications team. That's right, we've expanded, and I couldn't be more thrilled to have this guy be a part of what we're doing around here. His name is Trace Loft, and he is from New Orleans, Louisiana. Trace, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, Scott. Thanks for inviting me on the podcast today.
Oh, man. How could we have it any other way? You're part of the family now.
Great, man. And hello to all your listeners as well. I look forward to meeting them all.
The thing about what makes your work so intriguing to me, intriguing enough that I actually invited you to be a part of what we're doing around here, is that you have developed a way of using massage, and actually professional type of massage, not this cheesy kind of massage that you would associate with either Thailand or porn or even worse, but real massage as a trained massage therapist that gets women to feel comfortable with your hands all over them, which is what we as guys love and which is actually what women love also. And your program is called Massage Your Date. It's been around now for about 4 years. I'm sure a lot of the guys who are listening have already heard of you and know you well and are pretty excited to have you on board. What I want to talk to you about today, Trace, as part of this show, is the whole idea of getting women to feel comfortable with you touching them, because that's really where your expertise lies.
All right. Well, just to touch on that a little bit, I wanted to go back to something you said earlier. The typical guy who thinks about massage is this erotic kind of thing that he sees in porno or soft porn type of images and videos when he was growing up. It's not actually, you know, what women feel. Like, they don't actually want that type of experience. That's just like some made up thing that appeals to a guy's brain. But when you're approaching women, you know, there's a better ways of actually trying to relax them than what you imagine what might be a fantasy for you.
Yeah, the whole idea of getting women to feel safe and comfortable in your presence is something we talk about quite a bit here. And obviously, in order for a woman to have you touch them, it's going to require that she feel quite comfortable around you. Because if you're seeming like you're creepy, or that, God forbid, all you want is just to touch her for your own gain, not to make her feel safe or comfortable or even turned on at all, but it's all for your selfishness, the less likely she is to let you touch her. Because after all, we're all human beings. And when we feel like someone just wants to use us or they're in it for their own gain, then, you know, it just isn't, well, certainly not erotic, but not even really interesting, right?
Right. You know, not everything has to be tit for tat. Like, if you give somebody a massage, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get a blowjob at the end. You know, sometimes women just want to get a massage and feel good, and that'll put them in a great mood for the rest of the evening.
Right. A lot of times you hear this word escalation being thrown around, especially amongst seduction community circles, where guys are talking about, okay, look, if I touch her hands lightly or touch the small of her back while helping her be seated, that's going to help her, I guess, get more acclimated, or even worse, perhaps desensitize her to my touch so that she'll let me touch her in other places. In other words, you're like wearing her down instead of warming her up, which is the part about it that's always creeped me out, right?
Right.
It's much better if you can make her want to have your hands all over her. And I'll tell you something, Trace, I firmly believe, after so many years of interacting with women, that women actually do want our hands all over them. Women love to be felt up. Women love to be touched. They love that thought of having your hands all over them. Sometimes they'll even massage and caress themselves when having sex. Yet guys don't seem to get this, do they?
You got to have the right intentions when you do something for a woman. You touching their low back and all that stuff, I'm sure thousands of guys have done the same thing. And by this time and day and age, they know that everybody's doing this. But you have to have the right intentions and mindset when you're dealing with a woman that you want to be comfortable with, because she knows that if you're doing something to truly help her or make her feel better, like, she's going to be more accepting of it than if it's some trick, you know, or some pickup artist technique.
Why do you think guys are so keen to rely on trickery and kind of the, okay, here's the done for you thing where if you just touch her here, then you'll get this in response, instead of really learning how women are, what it is that they truly respond to, and acting on that instead? Where's the disconnect there?
I think the disconnect is that, like, you know, you want instant results, but like anything, a trick can fool somebody for the first time. But, it, you know, if you do it again, somebody's going to see the flaws in it. And what you're doing is just doing a trick. Somebody else has done that trick probably thousands of times too, and all over the world. But when you do something truly original and creative with your hands and actually make somebody feel better, I mean, that person's just wowed by that type of energy that you can give them, or feeling that you can give them. They never probably had anybody do that before.
Yeah, it's kind of like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And I think a lot of women aren't going to be shamed anymore. They've seen the same tricks over and over again. Whereas when a guy comes along and, just like you said, Trace, his intentions are out there in the open. Obviously, we as guys who are heterosexual want to touch women. We want our hands all over them. And women, you know, they have to play by the social rules. They feel that way. Hey, I don't want to look like a slut. I don't want this guy to think that I would be easy with other guys, and therefore I'm being easy with him also. Women know that guys, as much as we would love to have women throw themselves at us sexually, end up saying to ourselves, well, you know, if this is happening with me, then how many other guys has she slept with this week? Then we get into shaming her sexually. Women know all about that. They know how that pattern works a lot more intimately than we do, even as the guys who sometimes impose it upon them. Therefore, when a guy comes along and he says, okay, look, here's the truth. I would love to touch you. You're a woman. You know I would love to touch you. And I know you're a woman who would love to be touched. But instead of trying to run some sleazy tactic or routine on you, I'm going to help you feel comfortable. I'm going to appreciate you holistically as a woman. And then, as part of the dance goes, and that's what this is all about, you kind of say, hey, look, you know, you look like you've had a rough time today. Let me rub your shoulders. And she goes, oh, well, thank you. She knows that's going to escalate. It's such a natural way to get women to feel comfortable with you once they know your intentions, and know that your intentions, as masculine as they may be, are still aimed at her best interests, right?
Absolutely. And one of the things, you know, you watch people all day long. And, you know, as a massage therapist, we had to go out and watch people in the malls and see how they walked and see where problems they had, and see where we can actually address issues. The people that come in that walk a certain way or hold a purse, like for women, for example, always have a heavy purse. 9 out of 10, I always have a heavy purse. So if you're on a meeting somebody and talking to somebody and you see this heavy purse on them, they got it on their shoulder all day, you know, maybe you say, man, that purse is heavy. Like, you know, has your shoulder been hurting you? I mean, it could be easy as that. And you're like, wow, well, you know, let me see if this makes it feel better, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just like I've said to these guys before. The key when interacting with women and making them feel safe and comfortable is observing. Open your mind. Stop living inside your own thoughts and, oh my God, what am I going to do next? What am I going to say next? Open your eyes and look what's going on with her. She's carrying a big purse. She may be even rubbing her own feet if she sits down. She may say to you, coming over your house, hey, can I take my shoes off because it's been a long day? Boom. There's your foot massage opportunity right there.
Absolutely, man. I say this all the time, is that, you know, they're giving us the signals all the time. All you have to do is observe. If you're on a date and she's obviously wearing high heels and you got to walk from, you know, wherever you park to wherever you're getting, you know, her feet are going to hurt regardless. Anybody's would in a contraption like a high heel. So opportunities are there. You just got to observe and see them. You know, and when her feet hurt, you know, obviously, like, if somebody isn't hurting, they want to get out of pain. So if you can offer that pain relief to somebody with the power of your own hands, I mean, that's mind-blowing to somebody if you can make them feel better.
That's an offer she can't refuse.
Exactly. And the intention behind it is totally true, you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. A lot of guys, of course, have seen the movie Pulp Fiction, and famously, near the beginning of that movie, Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta are talking about foot massage and whether a foot massage is a sexual thing or not, because, you know, Marcellus Wallace threw a guy off a balcony or something because he gave his wife a foot massage. Right. You know, I think you and I both know a foot massage isn't just a foot massage. What is so magic about the foot massage, Trace?
You know, there's all kind of different with massage. There's all kind of different theories about the way the body is arranged. And, you know, it might have meridians. And there's actually some cultures that believe like you can heal the whole body from massaging the foot. And they have like little areas of the foot that are mapped out into certain organs and sexual parts and liver, spleen. So the foot is just like where everything starts is usually at your feet. And it's a sensory place, man, because, like, you know, you got to know where you're walking and going, and your foot is your first connection to almost everything.
And yet we destroy our feet, don't we?
Yeah. They say the reason why we wear shoes is because there's so much concrete on the ground. You know, we're not meant to walk on, you know, concrete. We're meant to walk on grass or whatever it is. But, you know, the shoes act as that buffer. But, man, if you're trying to make some great feelings go through somebody's body, man, just a simple massage, like correctly on the foot, man, will do wonders for somebody, put them in a totally different euphoric type of mindset.
You know, Emily and I have traveled all over the world, and you were talking about how other cultures believe that the foot is sort of the gateway to healing for the rest of the body. I've been to China and Taiwan and seen the maps on windows of massage places. Where, right. Hey, come in, yeah, and get this pressure point massage on your feet, and this part will cure this. This will make your headache go away. This will make your arthritis feel better. And it is really amazing how when somebody massages your feet the right way, it does make you feel better and even more euphoric in general. I mean, your mood changes.
Massage is so crazy. I mean, it's not crazy. It's actually kind of like a magical feeling, because when you're done correctly, it releases all these hormones in the body. The oxytocin, which is the feel-good hormone, and the cuddling hormone in the body. And that makes that person even connect more to you, because you have all these great feelings going through this woman. And now she feels even more connected, because now the body's starting to respond to the massage, and it's causing a chemical change in the way she feels. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy for sure, because it's a way of thinking that we as guys aren't used to. We're thinking, okay, look, you kiss her. Then from kissing her, you put your hands all up under her shirt. Then you get her clothes off. Then, you know, you have oral sex. Then you do the wild thing. Then you roll over, go to sleep, kick her out of your bed, whatever. I mean, that's just the way we think. It's so systemic, yeah, in Western culture especially.
We taught to go to bases, right?
Oh, yeah, right. First, second, third base. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a manual and you follow it, and that's how you get your hands on women, and that's how you get them naked. And then, of course, you know, guys are getting lucky and scoring, and women are putting out and giving up. So, I mean, even the imagery associated with women playing defense and men being on the offense is just wrong. Let's go back to the foot massage for a second, because sure. I've had women over my house on numerous occasions, and we'll be watching a movie together, and the woman will have taken her shoes off. She's not going to sit there on her couch and tuck her feet up and get all comfortable while still having these high heels on or even her running shoes on. The shoes are going to come off. And women being women, they tend to take their toes and tuck them underneath your thighs for warmth, you know, when they feel snuggly with you and comfortable right. with you. And when women do that, it's kind of a sign that I feel affectionate towards you. But at the same time, it's a good excuse because my toes are cold and can I tuck them under here? Anytime a woman is pawing at you with her toes, it's time to give her a foot massage. And I can't believe how that almost universally happens when you've got her on the couch with you watching a movie or something. And it's kind of a signal, hey, it's time to get physical here. And it's amazing how it starts there so often, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's probably like if guys can change their logic and realize that they think they're getting the feet is like the worst body part in the world to start with, but it's actually like the key almost, you know, besides the clitoris to get to where you want to be. I mean, it's a great gateway that has low barrier to entry.
Absolutely. Super and women barrier. Know this. They know it.
Yeah. But I mean, like when you do it and they know it and you know it, and they know you're at the right intention, man. That's when it's a great walk in the park, you know?
And see, I think the magic there is that women can feel good about offering that. They can say, hey, you know, just like they were arguing about in Pulp Fiction, yeah, it's just a foot massage. It's nothing. But they know just as much as you do that it is something. It's just that it's something that seems so innocent and so far away from sexual intercourse at the front end that they feel like they can just sort of get away with it. And you're not going to think they're a slut or anything like that. It's a perfect storm if you're a woman, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it truly is. I mean, it's a great way for somebody to be introduced to your body, too, in a way that benefits them.
Right. And I mean, I will always maintain that women wouldn't go to the trouble of getting pedicures and painting their toenails if they didn't want to show their feet off anyway. And more guys than want to admit find women's feet sexy. So it all kind of comes around. What goes around comes around, and it's a great start.
Yeah, there's a reason why there's foot fetishes, you know?
Right, exactly. So moving on from that, also another place where guys can really easily initiate the massage process, if you want to call it that, is at the shoulders. Women carry a lot of stress in their shoulders, as do people in general, us as men also. What's the best way to initiate rubbing a woman's shoulders? What are the signs and clues you're looking for?
The best way I would think to approach it is to see if there's some reason that you could see why they would want their shoulders rubbed first. I mean, the easiest would be like you saw them walking up or they're carrying something heavy. That would probably be the easiest reason. Another thing you can also look at is kind of like the way that they had their head tilted. You know, if it looks like they had their head tilted to the side a little bit, then there's probably some tightness in their neck and shoulders. You know, you could say, actually suggest something yourself. You're like, man, I just, my neck is a little tight. Like your own neck is a little tight, and see if they go, oh yeah, mine is too, you know?
Mirroring. That's brilliant.
Mirroring. Yeah.
Brilliant. One thing I noticed that you just brought to mind by your description of what was going on there is a lot of times when women are particularly proud of their chests, when they have nice boobies and they like you and they're on a date with you, they will find this excuse to kind of stretch and stick out their chest a little while they stretch their arms back. Now, you know, obviously that's kind of an attraction signal, but certainly you're looking for that sort of thing. When you see that sort of thing, instead of going, wow, nice hooters, right? You could say, hey, you know, I saw you stretching out. You must be feeling a little tense. Why don't you let me rub your shoulders? And now see, the reason why I think that's going to be money is because she's already showing you that sign of attraction by kind of sticking her chest out at you. Now, women will do this before they're even dating you. They'll do this at the grocery store. They'll do this in class. A lot of times, just like women will bend over and pick something up and stick their butt out a little for you, they'll stick their chest out for you too. They'll emphasize their body parts with guys they want to like and who they want to like them in return. And instead of just acting like a hungry chihuahua, when you see that in the form of the girl sticking her chest out, you can kind of offload that onto the massage process. See, you're still responding to that signal, but you're responding to it in sort of a pattern interrupt. Instead of just going after her boobies like gazongas, you know, like Encino Man, you're a little bit more refined. You're a little bit more evolved, shall I say, in terms of how you go about it. I bet you that would be surprising and even impressive to a woman were you to do that.
You know, you can always guarantee any woman that has, you know, gigantic boobs, it's going to directly give her some low back issues as well. It's just the way that works. The more weight you have up top in front, the more strain it's going to put on your low back, just the way your body's connected. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, these are things you can take note of. And then, you know, when the opportunity comes, you know, and in a more natural progression, you use these little things to your advantage. And it's great.
Now, one of the things that you do in your program is you show guys how to progress from these simple, shall I say, innocent forms of massages to having women being completely comfortable with you taking their clothes off and who knows what else happens next. Why do you think it is that massaging a woman can turn so naughty so fast? What goes on?
Well, like I said earlier, what happens when you start giving a massage the correct way, not the incorrect way where you're doing this weird thing like you think that you see in these like old Cinemax films where they got the mood lighting and everything. But when you start doing it correctly, using proper techniques, like I said, it releases these hormones in the body. It's actually, one's called oxytocin. And these things actually kind of like make the person chemically want to be connected to you more. And then it's almost like, you know, that person is starting to bond with you on a different level that they never usually bond with a guy if they're doing like dating or whatever, or one night stands, or, you know, they're not used to this. And it's amazing because they totally like enjoy it.
How come so many guys miss this whole concept? How come so few guys even know to go in this direction?
It's probably just they have low self-esteem and low confidence. Maybe they don't have that much touch with a woman. So when they get to that point, you know, they think that it has to be all rushed and, you know, they got to do these like all these three bases of, you know, getting laid. I know for me, when I started figuring out about this and started, you know, using this myself, it was just, you know, I really wasn't the smoothest talker. I couldn't do these tricks. It just felt unnatural. And when I found out, like, I truly had the ability to do it all the time and make women feel comfortable. And I knew if I could get them to a place where it was like comfortable for both of us, then it would be easy to use these techniques to, you know, have experiences with this woman that are great.
Maybe it's just bad programming from other sources also. Certainly all the pickup advice you read, none of it ever talks about massaging. It talks about kino escalation.
Yeah, it's all mental tricks almost, you know. Some of it's like psychological, mental. This doesn't have to do anything with that. This is actually like on a chemical level.
And that's what I love about your program and what you do. Because see, you don't have to be a smooth talker and you don't have to trick women or anything like that. This is all perfectly natural. It works. It's what women would love for more of us to do more often. And it really just isn't all that difficult, is it?
No, it's not. It's pretty easy because it's just the mindset. You have to have the right mindset and understand a couple like, you know, simple massage strokes and have the right guidance and understand what you're doing and have kind of like a routine behind it. And it's really not that hard at all. I mean, but it's almost like a lost art.
How do you think we lost that art? It seems like a lot of the Eastern cultures really haven't ever lost it. What happened to us?
It probably has to do with just the, you know, the trickery that people figured out how to take these shortcuts. But when, you know, you take these shortcuts, you're really not, you're shortcutting yourself because you're only getting like a fraction of the experience. And, you know, people, they think, I guess they get immune to that and that's what they want all the time. But I mean, there's so much more out there that they can experience besides, you know, just these little shortcuts.
Yeah, and I think that's the irony of it is it isn't really taking the longer road to go the direction you're talking about and giving a woman a massage. It actually can happen pretty quickly for you. I know for me, I had a woman come over my house one time when I was much younger who I was really just friends with. And for some strange reason, I ended up rubbing her shoulders and she was buck naked within an hour. And not just buck naked in an hour, but buck naked and behaving a lot like I dream of Jeannie. In other words, my wish is her command in an hour. It was amazing. And I mean, if a guy can't be patient enough to wait an hour, I think you need to go back to chapter one anyway.
Yeah, I mean, what's the rush anyway, man? I mean, you want to take in as much as you possibly can. And the thing is, you know, she doesn't have to be drunk. She doesn't have to have like, you could do this anywhere. You don't have to spend tons of money. You know, she can be totally a normal person getting off work. You know, you don't have to go to happy hour. She doesn't have to have alcohol in her or any of those things.
Probably even better if she doesn't.
Probably better because, you know, it's unnecessary if not there.
You know, I think it's one of the saddest things in the world when guys try to get women drunk just to get laid. Women are so much better when they're not wasted and falling down drunk.
Absolutely. If they want to do it, it's actually better too, you know, instead of just like, oh shit, I found myself in the bed with this guy and now I guess we got to do it. I mean,
that's brutal, man.
I honestly, dude, I mean, it's quality with me, you know?
Yeah, you betcha, man. I'll tell you, guys underestimate how much women want to have sex with them because of the social dance, because of women not wanting to be slut shamed. We look on the surface and we think that's as deep as it goes. That's why so many guys trick themselves into thinking that, oh, I need to have a stripper or worse, a porn star as a girlfriend or a wife so I get some sex sometimes. No way, guys. Once you realize that the vast majority of women are so much more sexual than you can ever tell from their outward appearance, then you'll learn to trust things like giving her a massage. Because what happens is you start awakening her sexuality. You start warming her up. That sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You can't just jump right into it. You can't just press an easy button. You've got to get a woman to feel like, hey, you know, this guy cares about me. He's giving something to me. And then that law of reciprocity kicks in, and then they want to do something to make you feel good too. That's when you start hearing things like, oh, you know, I don't know how I got in this position. You have this effect on me that no other guy has. What are we doing? Is it okay if we do this? Should we be doing this? And of course, Trace, as you know, your answer to that is going to be exactly what happens next.
All right. You're going to be very happy with the results. But it's like just like what you said, man, you just have to actually put in the work a little bit, make them feel comfortable, and make them want you to actually touch the rest of their body. And when they see that you know what you're doing on those feet, they're going to want you to do it everywhere else too.
Right. They're not going to want you to stop.
No, no way. And then you've done this amazing thing to them, and they're going to be like, wow, they're going to be thinking in their mind automatically because of the law of reciprocity, what can I possibly do to this guy that would fulfill his dreams?
And they're also thinking, okay, if this feels good and this guy knows what he's doing with this, can you imagine what he's going to be like in the bedroom?
Right. Absolutely. They like trust, man. It's the trust. And if they feel like you know what you're doing, then they're going to trust you to continue on.
And they're going to follow your lead.
Absolutely. You know, one thing leads to the next. You know, shoes come off, then you have access to the feet. After the feet, they get access to the back. After the back, access to the legs. And then you keep on going. You know, they're going to want it everywhere. They're going to want your hands everywhere on their body.
And it's always a good sign when she reaches back and undoes her bra, just to quote unquote, make it a little easier for you.
Yeah, consensual access, man. It's like, yeah, this is working, you know? Let me get that for you.
Then she rolls down the back of her pants so you can get down to where those little dimples are on their lower back. Yeah, all that happens. Sure.
Yeah, you just say, you know, this is kind of in my way, you know? Would you, you know? And they'll be like, pfft. And they might actually get totally naked at that point. You're like, okay, just keep on doing what you're doing because it's working. Don't change right there.
It's important to keep your composure at that point, too.
Yeah, keep your composure, man. Finish the job, you know?
Keep massaging.
Keep massaging, and she'll let you know when she's ready. She'll turn over and let you know when she's ready.
Guys, I want you to know that Trace Loft's program called Massage Your Date is absolutely a one of a kind. Trace knows what he's doing. He's done this so many times with so many beautiful women. And all of the lessons are in video. He's going to show you how to do this step by step so you can't lose. It is literally foolproof. I've set up a special URL so you can check out this new program. It's priced right. It's going to reap such amazing dividends in your life that I'm sure you're going to email Trace and I and thank us for it. www.deservewhatyouwant.com/MYD is going to be the permanent URL. As is usually the case here on the show, I'm also going to give you a chickwhisperer.com URL you can use, which is thechickwhisperer.com/MYD. Whichever you prefer is up to you. Since Trace is a part of the team here now, you're going to have that permanent website here on deservewhatyouwant.com/MYD to look at. But feel free also to go to thechickwhisperer.com/MYD. Whichever you choose, go look at it. There's some great graphics on there. Trace gives away a little bit of the store for free, even in that website, which we love doing for you guys around here. And once you get your hands on that program, it's got that 365-day guarantee that we love so much around here. And I'm sure you're going to love this program. Trace, thank you so much for joining us today. Here's to many more, man, now that you're part of the team.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be here and had an awesome time.
And guys, if you haven't already, please make it a point to go to iTunes and leave us a review and click that little 5-star icon because that's what supports the show. That's what helps put us at the top of the rankings. And we appreciate you ever so much. When you do that, go ahead and write me at scott@deservewhatyouwant.com so I can show my appreciation back to you. Also, remember one more thing before we close. There is a brand new podcast portal page at www.thechickwhisperer.com now. There you can see pictures of what our guests look like, read a little bit more about what the shows are about, go to shows in the past, listen to them on Stitcher, on iTunes, or even in real time there on the page. And of course, find out a little bit more about what our guests are up to. That's all there for you at the new thechickwhisperer.com. This is Scott McKay from San Antonio, Texas. Until we talk to you again next time on the Chick Whisperer podcast for men, be good out there.
The Chick Whisperer podcast is copyright 2009 by X&Y Communications. all rights reserved worldwide. Be sure to sign up for the X and Y Communications newsletter at www.thechickwhisperer.com. This is Ed Roy Odom speaking for The Chick Whisperer Podcast.